people were from 7 different tribes and lived in peace until the inhabitation of the French government in the 18th century. During the early 18th century, the French government became aware of the strategic location of this country, not yet referred to as French Guiana, along with its rich natural resources. The French immediately attempted to establish a colony in the area, connecting the new colony with other French settlements in the Caribbean islands. However, historians report that the initial attempts at building an establishment in the country went horribly awry. The French had not accounted for the new diseases in the area for which the settlers' immune systems were not prepared. Of the 12,000 settlers the French had sent over, only 2,000 remained alive, and this group of survivors was still subject to severe illness. Seeing that the mortality rate was so high, the French opted to use the island as a holding location for prisoners, allowing them to suffer in the horrible living conditions until a suitable settlement could be established. However, the French government came under scrutiny for their treatment of these prisoners, as only 5,000 of the 56,000 sentenced survived. With the mortality rate so high, the French began referring to the country as Devil's Island. The prison at Devil's Island operated until late 1953. Despite the limited success the government had seen, the French refused to give up the land and instead required surviving prisoners to permanently live in French Guiana. This proved to be of utmost benefit for the French government, as the men were the most interested in surviving, which led them to establish suitable living conditions that also benefited the French government. Meanwhile, the French had become interested in an odd faction of the French Guiana countryside, the butterflies. As a trivial assignment for the prisoners, they were required to collect a select amount of butterflies every day. Despite the lack of success, the French government was forced to fend off several attempts at overtaking the small country. However, the limited success of the prisoners deemed the country livable, and the French government finally established a penal colony in French Guiana. It was during this time that the French also added the surname French to the title of the country. The first attempt at overtaking the small country came in 1809, when an army led by a coalition of the Portuguese and British navies attempted overtaking the small military force that France had left to guard the island. The French military forces proved ineffective against the combined forces of the British and Portuguese navies and were quickly overtaken. For 5 years, the country remained under Portuguese rule, but with the passage of the Treaty of Paris in 1814, the British were required to return all acquired territories to their respective countries, meaning French Guiana was given back to France. Despite the act of returning the country to the French government in 1814, the Portuguese army maintained their military bases in French Guiana until the end of 1817. The second threat of war arose in the latter portion of the 19th century when Brazil disputed the land boundary that bordered the jungle to in the northeastern region of their country. France refused to cede the jungle to the Brazilian rulership, resulting in a small war between the two countries. In retrospect, very little fighting actually took place between the two countries. At the conclusion of the war, it was determined that the state in question, Conani, was truly Brazil's possession, and with the Swiss government working as an arbitrator, the two countries were able to agree on new land boundaries. Until the middle of the 1900s, the land of French Guiana had not been referred to as such. To this point, the country had merely been referred to as a territory of France. However, in 1930, attempts were made at establishing a territory named Inini within the territory. Surprisingly, the French government did not take action against the government until 1946, when French Guiana officially was established as a foreign territory of France, resulting in the abolishment of the Inini territory. French Guiana remained largely uninhabited until the late 1970s, when the government helped place several misplaced refugees in the colony of French Guiana. This led to improved living conditions for the inhabitants and ensured that the country would no longer be overlooked by the French government. The largest addition to French Guiana to date took place in 1964. When Charles de Gaulle established a space travel base in the country. Previously, the government had used a space travel base in the Sahara for all of their tests, but French Guiana offered a greater location for the team, and thus led to the new space travel base being established in the country. The reasoning behind placing the base in French Guiana